5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're now checking out It's Easy Breezy, live and uncensored, and I'm your host Danny. And today we have a special guest with us. I'm going to need everybody to put their hands together and give a nice warm round of applause for my friend, Ariel.
Going pretty well?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, let's see here. I have a few questions for you. Where, so you're originally from New Jersey? Is that right?
I was born in New Jersey.
Born in New Jersey.
But I spent a lot of time in Hawaii and in California growing up.
Oh, how was life growing up in those two areas?
Very active and colorful. I was always involved in weird things, from sailing to weird, nerdy computer classes. And so you just kind of learn things to do, especially when you're in Hawaii.
What ages were you at that time?
Well, we moved around a bunch, but probably 6 to, say, 10 or 11.
Oh, okay. And at that time, was you into music at that time?
Yeah, I started singing, I guess, in a choir when I was 5. Mm-hmm. My preschool, I guess when you're singing these little kid songs, You Are My Sunshine or whatever you're singing, one of the preschool teachers said to my mom, she's like, "Wow, your daughter has something that's special about her voice. Maybe you want to do something with it." So she put me in a choir. I'd never really thought about it career at all. It was something that I did and was passionate about. And so I needed to get a job, realized that it's not the easiest profession in the world to get into.
Right. Okay.
That started.
So you were singing. Were you playing any instruments?
I was playing piano and trumpet.
Piano and trumpet. Which one did you learn first? Do you remember?
The piano.
Piano.
How to read music in choir. I was a mandatory instrument.
Oh, was the other kids jealous of you?
if I remember correctly, it was probably the other way around. I was always like, I don't know, the lack of confidence.
Oh.
So maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
I was jealous.
Okay, so after that stage, what happened? I know at least recently you play guitar and you sing and you're doing a lot of good things. So what happened after that point?
Yeah, I finally got a guitar when I was 10. I really wanted to play guitar, but my dad said that the ladies don't play guitar. I always thought that wasn't cool, but I eventually got one. I started really getting into it, finding that it was one of my favorite instruments. And so then I went to music school. I graduated high school early because I was just playing guitar all day, and I thought that the daytime hours for high school were eating up a lot of time. So I was doing independent study. I graduated early and moved to Hollywood when I was almost 17. Old. And I went to Musicians Institute in Hollywood for almost 2 years, and right after that I got the CeeLo gig, and I was really just pursuing guitar for a while because I was nervous about my voice.
You was nervous, you said?
Yeah, I was nervous. I always wanted somebody else to do that. So I was in a band for a while, and I would write the music, and then I would just play guitar, and I'd have a singer. And
right.
And then I realized that it was really hard to find a singer who could sing it with the same emotion.
Exactly.
That I did. So I think Jimi Hendrix said that too once. He's like, "I don't really want to sing," but mm-hmm. He did it anyway, just because sometimes, depending on what kind of songs you're writing, it's like
no one can get that out of you.
Exactly. Not that I'm comparing myself to
this. No, it's just a musician, an artist thing. It's an artist thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Did anybody influence you along the way as far as the guitar, playing the guitar, did you have any influences that helped you out along the way?
Not initially. Mm-hmm. It was more just listening to music. I had a few teachers that were nice, but I didn't have any family members. But what was really cool was I got really inspired to play guitar through hearing band Queen and Brian May in the band Queen. And he actually ended up becoming a very good friend and somebody who helped me along the way back when I was in music school, 16, 17 years old. So he did become a big mentor of mine.
Oh, that's awesome. I definitely seen that. That has to be amazing. Did he by chance show you techniques that you never knew before by chance?
Yeah, he did. I remember I also went to music school in London for a while. I lived there, and that's where he's at most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I just remember sitting with him, and he had just gotten this brand new guitar, and he was playing on the acoustic guitar. He was making these, like, he had his hand so softly on the neck of the guitar, and these really cool harmonic sounds were happening, and he wasn't even trying. It was really, I'd never seen anybody play like that. Just to him, I think it was not only the technique, but the approach of, is it musically fitting for what it is, instead of how can I show off in this area? And I, that's something I've always really respected about him. It's always been about the music and the energy behind it, what it needs as opposed to himself.
I can only imagine that helping you make the music in which you call conscious music, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conscious music. Can you describe conscious music? How do you see that?
Sure.
Because even I could see the vibe, even with Brian, like you say, the way he played the guitar, by you just recognizing it, you have to have a certain connection to that.
Yes.
And I don't think he would do that if he didn't know you could pick up on it. You get what I'm saying? I think it would have to be somewhat of a conscious connection with him also within the music. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but
yeah, because you know, you do something, sometimes you expect people to pick up on it, and sometimes you might not do it because you expect them not to pick up on it.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was very interesting when you said that, because I thought about when you say you make conscious music, and I said that's what he, you know, introduced in his way. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So did you come up with any songs at that moment when he, for example, played the guitar that day? Did it inspire any songs?
It did, but not instantly. I think that particular day, he invited me. Well, we were at a studio, so he invited me there. And he's like, yeah, come record on a song or two. And I kid you not, I think I was in a state of shock for like a month. I don't think I've ever been so nervous in my life.
Right.
Like, I mean, now I could take it.
How long did it take you? How long did it take you to just, you know?
It was there was a brief period of severe embarrassment.
No way.
Probably took a good 10 minutes to really not be so nervous that I couldn't.
Now, you've been on some big stages. You've been on some of the biggest stages there is, and you were nervous at that at that moment?
Yeah, I was really nervous.
That shows how much respect you have for the music. That definitely shows. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So, the song California, was that before or after the initial connection with Brian?
That was after.
That was after.
That was a while after.
That
was like 6 years after.
6 years after. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. So did your music change at all from meeting him?
Yes.
It did change? How was it previously? Do you remember?
Yeah. In fact, I think it was partially what had me start singing again and fronting my own band was the idea, because he did that too after Freddie Mercury died. He went off on his own and sang some lead songs for a bunch. He was singing and playing, and I had so much respect for that, and it was partially what made me want to do that myself. I started off with really just rock-based guitar instrumentals and really weird progressive, like, think Rush meets, like, Steve Vai.
Right.
And that's just what I was doing. And it was obscure, to say the least, which is fine, but I started doing more rock, and then the rock transformed into pop, and then I realized I really wanted to do that, so I moved into, like, folk, and then now it's kind of got a lot of blues bass, and still rock, but classic, more classic, older rock, as opposed to being like heavy the way it is now. So it's changed a lot and continues to.
Did you ever take vocal classes, or are you natural in the sense of just by ear?
I have taken a lot of vocal classes. I actually still do have a vocal coach now.
Mm.
Something to me that's very important, because guitar, for me, it's easier to pick up a video. I've got a few websites that I pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And learn stuff. I'm always learning. But the voice is your body. So it's like, I don't know, people who get a personal trainer for their physical health and the way that they want their body to look or whatever. With your voice, it's very important the way you take care of it. And a lot of these singers that we know and love have had bad vocal issues and surgeries because they don't understand how to take care of the voice, or they blow it out, they don't understand their limitations. So I think for that in itself, not to mention the other lessons that I get for technique and stuff, that really helped, particularly when I go on the road.
So what's something that you would do for, you know, if you were having a show and your voice wasn't feeling so well, what would you do?
Well,
no, you gotta give me all the secret ingredients. Just give me,
They're not secret. Maybe to her, maybe her, so people will pay her. But for me, it's like must-haves.
Right.
Well, she always says, her name's Carrie Cole. She's great. She's located in New York. And she always says that a good performance for a voice is 3 days out. So if you get hydrated and you rehearse and make sure physically you're prepared 3 days before, because she says that's how long it takes to really be consistent. If for some reason you got, like, you don't do your warm-ups and your things every day, the little tips and tricks that I use are, one, I have a vocal steamer. Mm-hmm. They look like this weird face mask thing, and mm-hmm. just put your face in and breathe in steam. I do that for 10 to 15 minutes. And I have, I use a neti pot. That always helps, like, clear out the nasal passageways. That helps me a lot.
Okay.
I do acupuncture. Really helps.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
No.
I've seen a football player say it hurts.
What?
It was actually on TV. Yeah, they said no, it hurts. Really.
It depends.
How many you go with? How many do you usually go with?
How many, like, needles? Or
yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, it depends. Each acupuncture therapist is different. Wow. But the points are obviously energy points on the body. And when you, depending on, one, the therapist, and two, the point, it can hurt, but it's not excruciating. It's like a soreness. But the needles are so thin. I mean, it's going to hurt more if you step on. It's like you step on a pencil or...
So you...
it's not thick enough to really hurt.
Yeah, it's more. I can imagine. So you're actually doing the acupuncture, also.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. You're really taking care of your body, I see.
Yeah, it's important.
It's very important.
The way you think and how much water you drink and what kind.
Do you think that's something that's actually being promoted in the music industry?
Unfortunately, no. I think maybe underground, but...
When did you come aware of doing it? Were you always that way, or were you doing a lot of shows and feeling fatigued and said, I need a change? What helped you go that route?
Yeah, I think it comes back to the thing I mentioned earlier, is this desire that I have to really, fulfill my potential, whatever that is. I feel like if we're given a gift, it's not really mine, because...
Do you read about it? Do you read about the health also?
Yeah. Okay,
so you're tuned in. You're tuned in.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I just noticed that my voice wasn't consistent. I'd hear back and or if I was dehydrated, or if you eat late at night, or if I weren't doing my vocal practices all the time, I noticed a really big drop in my performance and also an inconsistency that I wasn't comfortable with. It makes me more confident when I do that, because I feel like, okay, I'm really putting the work in.
That's very good. That's very good. One thing I also wanted to ask you about is the West End musical. How was that?
That was amazing. Ryan May actually had put that together for me. As an 18-year-old in London, with these amazing players, We Will Rock You, as a musical based on the theme music, and we put together this whole storyline behind this. It was fun. And I played up way high in the wings. We climbed these crazy steep stairs, so you'd never really see me there. But one guitar player played my part, and I would play the other, so it would sound stereo. And you can't mess up, because if you do, everybody hears it, so there's always that, don't mess up. So.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing, really special time. I always felt so proud walking into that building. It gave me a purpose and a focus while I was there to really do my best.
Well, that's good. What I wanted to do is, I wanted one more question. And then, because I don't want to, keep you too long. I just, one more question, and it still relates to that. What was one of your favorite moments in your music career?
One of my favorite moments, I think, in my music career was rather recently. I had won this contest with the guitar player, artist, Prince Gill. And I respect him because... He's an incredible musician, but he only brings it out when he feels necessary, just like Brian. Mm-hmm. And so I got to be on stage with him, and he was so down to earth and so respectful, and he, in a way that he really spoke to me and treated me like his equal. And it was so fun because we had rehearsed the song, we rehearsed it twice. And then I got to perform it, and he was just like, yeah, you can hire the band for Spear and Pizza. And it was just the way that it felt there, and I had a lot of my friends there supporting me. And it was just one of those days that just, as a whole, both professionally, personally, emotionally, spiritually, just really made me feel supported, and what I did mattered, and I could really connect with that I respected on a very special level. I think that, to me, so far has been the most special musical memory.
Well, yeah, you're definitely a motivator for me. You're definitely a motivator for me. I can't deny that. I just see everything, and it's just like, even from the health aspect, that's just something new I learned about you today, and that just makes me want to, go drink water. drink a whole gallon of water, But yeah, I definitely appreciate everything. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone your upcoming events, how they can reach you, where they can go to find your music and everything.
Okay. Well, you can find me at imdariel.com. That's just I-M and then my name, A-R-I-E-L-L-E. I'm going on tour with the guitar player Eric Johnson. I will be, my first date is on the 18th of May, and it's a it's an East Coast tour, and we go up through Canada, and it will be for a month, so if you happen to be in town, check out the dates and see if I'm playing near you. You can also find me on Facebook, just under Ariel, A-R-I-E-L-L-E, Twitter, Ariel Official, and Instagram. I'm on all those, and I'm very active and also very easy to get a hold of. I like to reach out to people, so feel free to say hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to thank you a million times. And I also want to tell you I love your guitar. I love it.
Oh, wow, thank you.
And you also design guitars, right?
Yes, sir.
You can design a guitar for me? Not for free, but you could?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So people who need guitars designed, they can get in contact with you through your website.
Yeah.
I love yours. Yours is dope. Is it a theme behind it that you went for?
I made it in 2007 with my friend, Patrick, and the whole idea was there's a Gibson Firebird guitar, which I think looks so cool, but they're enormous. They're just, especially my size, it just looks, it's too big and it's uncomfortable. So we had that. My favorite colors are blue and orange, and there's crystals in the pickups, and I have my own pickups there. And it was just a combo of everything that I liked about the guitar in one guitar.
Now this is going to conclude our interview for today. I would like to thank Ariel for taking the time to stop by and speak with us. I would also like to thank our listeners for joining us. If you like what you heard today, head on over to our website, www.itseasybreezy.com. Once again, that's www.itseasybreezy.com. To check out more videos also, you can head on over to our YouTube page. Make sure you hit that subscription button. And if you want to join us on Twitter or Instagram, you can follow us at itseasybreezy.com.